Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It is the radio segment that's more commonly known as the hottest rapper in the game right now. Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Last week, a 45-year-old guy named Columbus Henderson walked into Walmart and stole two 40-inch TVs.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Where do you even put those and walk out?
It actually looked like he was going to get away with it because he made it out the front doors okay. But as he ran through the parking lot, his pants fell down all the way to his ankles.
Dang it, I meant to steal a belt, too.
And instead of pulling them up, Columbus just hopped out of them and left them behind.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you can't blame him, right?
Gotta ditch the pants,
yeah. Gotta get out of there.
One problem, though, apparently he didn't realize his ID was in the pocket of those pants.
Oh, no.
So when cops found them, they also found out who he was.
Yeah. Hate that. You look everywhere for it later, too. You're like, my pants pocket.
That's right.
So they tracked him down the other day, and when they took him to jail, his backside came into play once again.
Oh, really?
No way.
Because he admitted that he'd hidden a crack pipe up there.
Go!
Oh, dude!
And Wait. Now he's facing charges for grand theft and possession of drug paraphernalia.
I just feel like that was up there for a while.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't in preparation of his arrest or anything.
Well, he lost his pants. He didn't have pockets anymore. You gotta... put things
that
somewhere.
That makes sense.
This next laser story is out of Liverpool, England. A few months ago, 36-year-old Neil McArdle married his girlfriend, 29-year-old Amy Williams.
Aww.
Neil was supposed to book their venue, St. George's Hall, in Liverpool, but he forgot to do the paperwork.
How do you forget that?
That's like so, the most important part.
He came up with a horrible plan to cover his tracks.
Oh, no.
The day of the wedding, he called in a bomb threat to the hall.
What?
Great idea.
Yep.
Really good idea, buddy.
What is that going to do, man?
He figured that way it would be shut down and nobody would find out that he hadn't booked it.
Mm-hmm.
So when Neil, Amy, and their families and friends showed up at St. George's Hall for the wedding, it looked like Neil's plan had worked. The building was shut down and there were cops swarming everywhere.
Okay.
But Neil, not being a master criminal, and authorities quickly realizing that, because when he left the bomb threat on a voicemail, Neil accidentally said his first and last name in the message as well.
Go!
How do you accidentally say your first and last name?
Hey, it's Neil Parker. I just want to call in on a random bomb threat anonymously.
He just pled guilty to one count of communicating false information with intent, and he'll be sentenced in a few weeks.
I mean, I thought she was dumb for marrying him in the first place, but like, maybe we need to rethink this whole thing for her.
Surprisingly, they're still together.
What?
They have not gotten married yet.
Higher your standards, girlfriend.
I'm going to blow this whole place up. What's your name? Neil McArdle. Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Dang it.
Never mind.
Darn.
I guess at least he's honest, right?
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Georgia. 31-year-old Timothy Stern has been serving a 3.5-year prison sentence after he robbed a store at knife point.
Whoa.
He was at a maximum security prison, but just last month he got transferred to a minimum security prison about 70 miles away thanks to his good behavior.
Okay.
And less than 24 hours after that transfer to minimum security, he escaped.
Buddy.
Surprisingly, once he was out, Timothy went straight to his old prison.
Hooray!
What? He dismissed his old friends or something?
Yeah.
He actually knocked on the door and asked if he could go back to the maximum security prison since it was closer to his family.
Aww. Oh, that's so sad.
I almost wanted to just let him in.
I know.
They admitted him, but he was also charged with escaping from prison.
Aww.
And last week in court, he ended up getting 21 extra days added to his sentence. But at least he will get to serve time in the prison that he wanted to be in.
Is anyone shocked? That's not very much extra time.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, you escape jail, you only get 21 more days? Not even a full month.
Go for it, you know?
This next laser story is out of Ontario, Canada. 25-year-old Wes Cannon attempted to drive drunk the other night.
Dumb.
And according to the police report, he had been drinking heavily at home when he stumbled out the front door and over to his car parked in the driveway.
Just stay home, buddy. You're already there.
Call an Uber.
Got his keys out and unlocked the car to get in. But as Wes tried to back out of the driveway, he accidentally left his driver's side door open and fell out of the car.
Go! Oh, no!
And accidentally ran over his own leg.
Oh, idiot!
So, when they say don't drink and drive because you could cause injuries.
Even yourself.
You could run over yourself. A neighbor heard the screams and called the cops. Wes was treated at a local hospital, and when he was released, he was also arrested for drunk driving.
Good.
Even though technically he never drove anywhere, the car just drove over him, but he still gets charged for trying to do it. This next story is out of China. In eastern China, park officials have become sick of people just sitting around clogging up their benches all day. Apparently, it's a real problem there. They say that specifically senior citizens are the real issue.
Yeah, get out of there, seniors. Stop going to the park and sitting on the benches.
Yep. Apparently, they come out early in the morning to take up all the bench seats, and then they don't move for hours. They just sit there being old and unsightly in this beautiful park.
How dare you?
I love that that's the problem. I mean, like here, it's like hypodermic needles lying around and kids' garbage everywhere.
Too many people are using what they're supposed to be doing.
Too many olds sitting around in the park. So because of that, the government has started a controversial new program where they've been installing benches with coin-operated timers.
What?
No way!
Yeah, and if your timer runs out, sharp spikes shoot up out of the seat.
Kapoya! Kapoya!
So Grandpa could be impaled while going to the park?
Yep. According to officials, the spikes won't cause any serious harm.
But minor harm?
Why do I not trust that?
They're sharp enough, though, that you couldn't sit on them without being in pain.
Oh, my God.
That sounds reasonable,
especially
then.
Especially to people that bruise easily. Get out of here.
So how's it going? After a few months into the program, officials say senior citizens now seem to be much more cautious of how long they sit on those park benches.
They're treating them like they're pigeons or something. Mm-hmm. You know, they always have those spikes for the
at
birds.
The top of buildings,
so
she's the old lady's like, I'm going to sit down and tie my shoe. He's like, Mabel, you got to hurry. We're going to get attacked.
So they plan to install even more bench spikes next year.
What?
Good job.
Oh, no, more?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Let the old people sit, for God's sake.
Why?
They have houses. They should be sitting on the couches in their house, not taking up our park benches.
And who's going to use the park bench after they get up anyway?
Thank you.
This next laser story is out of the world of finances. The results of a study were just published that found which first names are tied to the highest and lowest average credit scores.
Ooh, interesting.
For men, the five names tied to the highest credit scores are Brian, Alan, Ian, Peter, and Robert.
They do all sound responsible.
They really do.
Every single one of them.
Every one of them.
Especially Peter. I don't know why.
Those Peters, they always have their stuff together.
For women, the five names tied to the highest credit score are Helen, Susan, Julie, Elizabeth, and Joanne.
Yep.
Oh,
all women that you probably wouldn't party with every Saturday night.
But I would trust them with my finances.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they would make you a fabulous brunch, I'm sure.
The five male names tied to the lowest credit score are Daniel, Lee.
Lee, dude.
Come on, dude. Pay your bills on time.
Never make that payment, Lee.
Matthew, Stephen, and Christopher.
Really?
And the five female names tied to the worst credit are Lisa, Victoria, Emma, Nora, and Claire. Brooke's daughter's name is Nora, so
I'll tell you,
to set her up for success.
It, right?
At 2.5, she has horrible credit. She's constantly wanting to buy things and has no money to do it.
Probably has better credit than I do, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know who has really good credit?
Who's that?
This little guy.
Oh, really?
He's got credit all over the place. In his shoe store.
That's not.
He always pays his bills on time. He's not taking a chance at ruining his relationship that he has with those shoe stores. That's the sound of a turtle humming a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.